So, last week we were learning the tshuva of the Beis David. We were discussing the halacha if you're somech al shulchan aviv, right? So then you're yotzei with your father's halacha, right? Because you're part of the day beis. But the question is, what if you don't live there? Say you're in the dormitory, right? So are you, what's the problem when people light here in the dormitory? Are they lighting midin the Iker Halacha? Or are they lighting midin Mahadrin that everyone lights? So Rav Avadi Yosef held, they're lighting midin Mahadrin. So there was the Iker Halacha de Yotze. So that's why the Sfardim, who hold the Iker Halacha, is, you know, you have Neri Shubeso, and then you don't have any other requirements. Because the Sfardim hold that at the end of the day, Mahadrim and the Mahadrim is going back on Neri Shubeso. So at the end of the day, according to the Sfardim, you have one menorah. The first night you light one candle, second night two, three, etc. So Mamela, the kids, the son or daughter is in seminary or in the dormitory and not living at home, they're yotzei with that, but according to the Ashkenazim, is not enough. They like not only Neri Shubeso, but they like Kol Echad. You know, Rabbi Reichman spoke about this last night. They light their own menorahs everywhere. So then, the reason why they're lighting in the dorm is to be yotzei the chiv of that everyone lights. But according to this Sfarim, there is no chiv, so it's only the din of Neri Shubeso. So then you yotzei Neri Shubeso with your father or mother's hadlaka. That's the Sfarim. So therefore, the Sfarim, when they're in the dormitory, they don't light at all. Because there's only the chiv of Neri Shubeso and Mahadrin and Mahadrin on that. So that's it. First time, one candle, two candles, three, etc. But the Ashkenazim, they light in the yeshivas. So what's pshat? So the Pasha Pshat is they're lighting because even though the parents was Yotzei, then you still have a chiyuv for everyone else to light from Ne'er L'chol Echad V'Echad, according to the Ashkenazim. So then they light for that. But the Iker chiyuv, they're still Yotzei with their father. So someone is saying, Rav Yashiv Shaft also, and based on this, based on it, that no, that the din of there you should base the Yotzei with your father's halak is only if you're living at home. But if you're not living at home, you're not even Yotzei. So according to Rav Yashiv, even the Sfardim have to light in. According to that, those poskim, even the Sfardim would have to light because then you could light Yotzei with your father's halak if you're living at home. So the question is, if you're if you have your own apartment and you moved out, so then you're not living at home. So then, see, the question is, what does the Beis David mean? When if you're not living at home, you can't be yotzei with your father's halacha. Does it mean your mamish moved out? You have your own apartment, even though you're still single and you support yourself. Well, you're still single, but you're being supported by, say, your father. So then you're still single, but you're being supported by your father. A yotzei with his halacha. So the Beis David seems to say not, because you can only be yotzei with your father's halacha if you're living there. If you're not living there by your parents, then you're not yotzei. So if you have your own apartment, you're not living there anymore. That's what the Beis David says. But the question is, what would the Beis David say to the dormitory situation or to the year in Israel situation? You're not coming home every night, or you're not coming home every week, or every 5 weeks, whatever. Are you still yotzei with your father's? Because Rav Avad Yosef has a tshuva. He says that you're in yeshiva, even though you're in your dormitory for 10 months, but you're still living at home. You didn't. It's not like you got a new apartment, so you're still yotzei with your father's habaka. And then for Sfarim, there's no other chiyuv besides that. It's one chiyuv, and that's it. The Ashkenazim have a chiyuv called echada. So let's take a look at the Sefer Tefillah L'Moshe. I like this Sefer. Moshe Levi. I told you he was the upcoming Rav Avadi Yosef, and unfortunately he passed away at a very young age, but he, Baruch Hashem, has printed certain svarim before he was nifter. And he writes, page 15, he quotes the Truva's Beis Dovid. And we did that last week, right? Because of Yilimasha Nogim, the bench Eidu Somech al Shulchan Aviv, the Darba Mokum Acher. So if he's Eidu Somech, he lives somewhere, in other words, he's saying he lives someplace else. And for Chanukah, he's coming to his parents. Ochal al Shulchanu. Shemadlik b'bayi shadarba. So then he says he's not yotze with his parents hadlaka. Why? There time rav bishamun der chanuk neir yishvu chol beisu. Right? Anik shehu kol hashana b'beis oviv. You have to be living by your parents. Neir yishvu beisu only works for people living by their parents. So as mikra b'bayi says aloviv yotze b'hadlaka also. Ein tzarf fiul ishtate b'pruta. Aval ben she nifrat me aloviv yotze l'dor b'bayis acher. But if he's living someplace else, then he's not. We didn't say. I just always thought to share Zechanishmas Ami Mori Yaakov Yisrael Penchas Zechanishmas Daniel Shein Mas Yeshua Paul. Aval bebench and different may alav if yotzal ladur bevayis acher ainu nikra b'nei beisu shel aviv. Mashaba itzal aviv b'chanuka. So therefore he's not living there, so he's an achsanai, and then the achsanai is a machlokes. He has the mishtate papruta. He's working, I think, with the pre-megadim's thing, that if you leave, in other words, that if you're an achsanai, even if you're achsanai for free, but you're leaving the next day, the pre-megadim says, and you're not a b'nei bais. But now let's take a look at the next paragraph, what the Tefillah Moshe says. He says, Ula machar iyan, so he had this right near, the shiny bench, ozav is ovi v'dab b'ayis levado, or ben nosu. He says, there's a difference if you got your own apartment when you're single, or you're married and you got your own apartment. The hani kvar ozlu is base aviyam la'olam. They left. So even if you're being supported by your father, but if you're not living there, like Rabbi Tachman says, a person is supporting a lot of different families in the community, so they're not going to be yotzei with his halacha because they're not b'nei bais. You need so mechal shulchan aviv, but you also need to be living there. So he says, if you got your own apartment and then you moved out, like the people here who live in Washington Heights, were still single, but they moved out of their parents' home. Some of them are self-supported, some of them are not. And el achosh from all the base of shalom, shehem bali batim laatzma, vim boim lebeis aviim lemchanuka. So if they come for Chanukah, it's like, it's not like they're coming back home. They're coming to their parents' house, but they have their home is wherever. Einam chashuvim chozrim based on a rishon el orchim v'dinim kedin achsanai zar. In other words, they're like a foreign guest, even though they happen to be a son. But and then the halach of what achsanai is ulam b'nei ha'yeshivos. So that's the story. What's the story of B'nai Yeshivas? Is B'nai Yeshivas who live in the dorm, who are being supported by the parents, but they're not living at home. Say, I mean, if they, like in here, YU people are dorming during the week, they go home for Shabbos a lot, or they're in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and B'nai Yeshivas, Yafshar Lachshav HaYeshiva Kibeso. So this is, what do you say? He says, can't say that that this is the house, meaning that their parents' house is not their house anymore. Shrelo ozu as base horeim la'olam. It's not they moved out permanently. Rakazvu l'tkufas man libudeim b'yeshiva. Again, page 15 is from the space of Tfilo L'moshe, Rav Moshe Levi. They just are living there for their tenure in yeshiva. Bizman l'zman chozrim l'beisa. And periodically they go home. Chenira yosef she yeshiva nechseves techzanya. The yeshiva is the inn, so to speak, but their real home is their parents' home. Beis Horeim nechshav l'beisa ma'ikari. So therefore, they're still considered being Beiso. And therefore, they're still Yotze with the Hadlaka. So if they're a Sfardi, so that's it. They don't need anything. Because the Sfardim only have the din of Ner Yishu Beiso and Mahadran Ben Mahadran on that. Finished. But the Ashkenazim have this new thing. So I always had a thing that maybe the new thing is only in the same house. But the minig is that that even if your father's here and you're there, you're still alive. So Mfracha Inam Mfarnasim Asatsum Khomach Surah Shayyasalam Mutal Al Horeim Lumbawal. In other words, the parents are still supporting them. And then when they go home, they're getting free food at home. They're not being charged. Repeat Yochel Mikoso Yishto. Okay, Hadas no sentence the Hashivi Kimne Beso. Bnei Beso. Yotzi Mide Chovas, the Hadlaka Saviyam, Avabishainam, Nochachim Mishas Hadlakoso, Kidinach Senoi Nosui. Shiyotzi Mide Chova, the Hadlaka Sishto. So you like, just like when you get married, your wife could lie to you. So too, when you are in yeshiva, your parent could lie to you. So he's saying is, the pshat is, if you're in yeshiva, you're yotze with your parents' hadlaka. So even if you're in Eretz Yisrael and they're in America, you're yotze with your parents' hadlaka. It's just that Sfardim, that's all they have. Is to have one halacha, and then the Ashkenazim still have, even if they have the Ner Yishu Beiso by the parents, they still have an added chiyuv of lighting kafi kol echad ve'echad, so that they light at, you know, in the yeshiva. But Sfardim don't have that chiyuv. But if you want to take the Beis Dovid, you know, more literally, then one could say no. Like Rav Yashiv does, that if you're not living at home, I see you're not living at home, so you're not. So for this year that you're in Israel, or for the during the week, you're not considered bnei beiso. Interesting point on page 16. Mispar hayomim show him be yeshiva. It was if you want to do a cheshbon, they probably want days that they're sleeping in yeshiva than they are at home. Right? Like here, during the year, guys are in the yeshiva here from Sunday till Friday, and then they go home for Shabbos. So there's more days that they're here than they're there. Or especially if you go to Eretz Yisrael for the year, you have more days in Eretz Yisrael in the yeshiva than you are by your parents' home, but you're still considered a bnei bais of your parents. And you can still be considered bnei bais if you're being supported by them. Even though you could count the days, Shoshan Yeshiva Yosim, they show him the way. Some people mock him. They do a Shukdola at Tanoim Amorim, or Yotzel the Motorah, Fuel the Meshach, Tamashonim. Right? The Gemara Ksubis, that people used to go away to learn. Not just like what we do today when you're single. People would go away when they were married, meaning they would leave their wife at home, and then they would go, again, I'm not recommending that today. As Mana said, that would not be a good approach for a good, happy married life. It wouldn't be such a good thing. So, but it was a different dynamic then. It was a different situation. So Yotzim Lumo Torah Afilu Mashiach Kama Shonim Chozun Midei Pam. Ayim Masech Chesumis Torah Shulchan Aruch Afilu Hachi Matzana B'Gemara Rabbi Zeira Hayas Somech Al Hadlakas Ishto. That Rabbi Zeira was, Rabbi Zeira was in yeshiva, and he relied on his wife. So Rav Zeira was boarding by somebody. Right? First he was single, then he got married, and then he left his wife at home, and he went back to yeshiva. Okay, again, not from Bizman Azeh. Not to leave your wife. I mean, leaving your wife doesn't mean you, like he's in the cold all of the afternoon. Today, you call for the afternoon from 9 to 5, and you come home. No, we're talking about, after Sukkot, you say goodbye, I'll see you Pesach. that type of situation. Again, not to be done, Bizman Hazeh, but the situation we have, Bizman Hazeh, is when you're in the dorm or when you go away to Israel for the year when you're single. So he says, and I think he's right, the Tefillah of Moshe is very good. He's very good. He's one of my favorite svarim, Moshe Levi. Oh, he was in his 30s. He wrote, these are tshuvas and other things. I have a second tshuvas. Phil Hoffman, Matanam Gemara, Deram Zera, Hayasom, Mechal, Kodlokas, Ishtu, Shrey, Afsanadl, Motor. Came in the Kalponim, Beso, Ikari, who ate so Ishtu. Ein Lachshav, Haksani, Kibais. So, he says that the place where he's staying, where he's boarding, is not his bais. His bais is with his wife. So he left her for a year. So the Gemara says he's still yotze with that. So too, the guy who's single is still yotze in the Hadlakas with his parents. But the Mashmir, Sosmos Divrei. Oh, now he's going to go back to the Shut Marshal that I did this in the West Side last Wednesday. In the Shabbachu Machmim and Latsum Shlul Shtatev, the Priti Vadivil and the Tiber of Zera. He says the Bachurim who would not be Shtatev Pruta. So people thought, or Moshe Shapira and some people who were my shir in the West Side thought the pshat is that they namashtate papruta and they would fight on their own. So he says, so well, who are these people? He says they're not doing. Marshal is critical of them. They're not being mishtate papruta. He says mucha tzuch mishtate bigradin. So he's saying no, they really should be mishtate. So what? How is? Let's see how he's learning. There the Haina Dafka Bachum Shainim Smuchim Oda Shulchan Aviyim. He's talking about Bachurim that are not so much on Shulchan Aviyim. Don't you soak him, Kenil Asma, Vidarbo, Homachsur Mutal Aleim. So he's like a child who doesn't live by his father anymore. And he takes care of everything by himself. He says, why was Reb Zeira not yotzei with his parents? He says, now I got married, I don't have to lie. But before? What about before? Why wasn't he yotzei with his parents? He says, because he didn't live with his parents. Because he wasn't Somech al Shulchan Aviv, means he didn't live. You see, Reb Zeira, in other words, he wants to say, what's proud of Reb Zeira? Reb Zeira, as far as says, he was single, he lived on his own. He's Meshati Beprutah. And when he got married, he says, Yotze with the parents. But why wasn't he Yotze with his wife? But why wasn't he Yotze with his parents? The same. Now he's Yotze with his wife. So before he could be Yotze with his parents. So he says, so these people, these Bachurim weren't being Mishtatev. So why not? So now what's Pshat in the Bachurim? So it is a Bachurim, Bachurim, So Marshall talked about these Bachurim, Rashi Idrash, Bachurim, Bir Malaslam, Shalol Ishtate B'Priti. So Aaron, how do you understand that? The way he's understanding.
I thought that they were not made to do like Rabbi Zera, instead of being the Shadim Prusa, they would rely on their wife or rely on their parents. Then that maybe or then that's not really so.
So as he say here, Levi, that the Marshal was angry, was critical of these Bacharim that were not Mishtatev. He says, Mukhot that he's saying,
they
weren't Mishtatev,
but they should have been
Mishtatev.
Instead, what they did was they relied on Rabbi
Zera.
I don't know why that's a
problem, but it sounds like. What were they doing? They were
relying on their parents or something.
They're relying on their parents. Oh, so he's saying like this. The pshat is they were relying on their parents. They weren't lying by themselves. They were relying on their parents.
So he's saying, it would be better if they were
doing it. And he's saying, and the fact that Marshall is so critical is that the Ikra did halach. So it's not pshat that they relied on their own. He's saying they were relying on their parents. So he's saying they shouldn't. They were machmir, saying they were machmir not to be mishtatev. Why is that a chumra? Why is that a chumra? But really, they should. And the reason why they, because they were still being somech on their parents, but they're saying you shouldn't because you're not living at home. Okay. Then he says, "Hey, Nemes, next paragraph." The Hey Nemes should be. Ben Godol has some more halshuk and oviv. Yesh machlokes ben Rav Seder Rishon Rachman Miotzi Yidechovas Madlokas oviv. Ben, who's Somech al Shulchan Aruch is he Yotze? Well, Mr. Orchis Chaim says, Gadol, Gadol Beis Aviv Ve'ino Somech al Shulchan Aruch Reyu Ach Sinai. Beis Aviv Ve'ino Somech Reyu Ach Sinai. Dein Yadol Ki Yad Aviv. Word of Deh Shniya Ben Gadol Al Somech al Shulchan Aruch Ve'ino Yotze Ve'ad Lagos Aviv. So he said, "Kitzer, if you're not earning your own living, there's nothing to talk about. Then you're still somewhere called Shulchan Aruch. And the question is, where do you live?" Then there's an interesting. So the question is, could a say a Sephardic boy, he's in yeshiva, can he say I want to be machmir and light? Let me say it's a bracha l'matala because you yotzi with your father. So on page 18, he quotes the famous Truma Sadeshin and Ostalin. What about a husband and wife? In other words, he is married, so that means his wife is going to light, but he wants to also light chutz lebeiso. Doesn't go to lechad the rosh and lasos king that he could light too. Even though the Gemara says Rav Zera said that he's married, he doesn't need. But if he wants to, he can. So that sheet in the Truma Sedeshin says that if you're married, so he said if you're married, so it's Masha, if you're married in your home, but you're both home, you and your wife, then you're not allowed to both light. But if you're not home, so, and the verse says you don't stay with your wife, but say you want to be machmir, and it's lo mechayv, old boy, matzil hadlik v'lohami brachol v'atol, avim tzal mahadrin. V'lo lecha katzav shohol v'lo tzarech hadlik potter, v'dik v'hed yod dinase. V'kevan shekein ha'yuhay brachol v'lo atol, v'kevan lo eshchan mahadrin zemetalm. V'sevet shumas, v'lo daitu nira ikash, v'lo yochol olik v'lo 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 just like there's a hinder, but near the chol echad, the base, the vice echad. The nami is hinder, but near ish, but near ish to b'shnei mekomos. He says that just like there's a hinder that everyone should light, but that's Rabbi Will point out the Shulchan Sedeshin's mashma. What I was thinking of that. That the din of there the cholech of echad is only in the same house, but he says there could be that there's separate hiddur if you're in a different house, even and you could light also. But the real din of the hadron is in the same house, everyone lighting. But he's saying, but there's a separate hiddur legabe. Even a husband and wife, if they're two different houses. I remember once I was away in Chicago. I was beside a kedushin in Chicago in Hanukkah. So the mice, my wife lived at home, and I lived in Chicago. So that's the Shuma Sadeshin. Your husband and wife, if you're in a separate place, you can both light. So then, according to that, if the Sephardic boy would want a light, this is the Truma Sadeshin speaking. But what does the Mechaber say? The Beis Yosef say to the Trumas Hadesh on page 19 at the bottom. Ulam Maram, the Beis Yosef, heavy across the Trumas Hadesh, she yochel lahadli gilvark b'fnei atzmo, lo garim mahadrin, right? That you could light. Because there was a lean there as you ain't lismo, because there was a levark b'roch ha-shein at tzricha. But you shouldn't rely on that. Gam pri chadash, yesh ha-chron shakos ha-shemish ha-ein ha-rotsa lo-tzeis, ad-lachis ishto, Yachal hadli b'bracha, the male chalchiv v'alevet. That he could. So what does he say in the end? He says two lines at the bottom. Komoko minhag ashkenan shkolech ha-madu f'neatzim. Komoko v'zon he's done getting their shmeis, but the svardim called bnei habayis yotzei b'adokas er malabayis ke lomo she chavish lolotzis b'adokas av. Ken lashkenaz she ish ishto kol panim yotzei b'ner echad b'shayach she chavish abal shelo yotzei b'adokas et moshe kosev arashal. So maybe the pshat in the marshal is what that these see. This is a big thing. People today we call a bocher if you're not married. Bocher there they were married. They were married and they were machmir not to be mishtatef because why should they be mishtatef the yotze with their wives? So he says the unite yotze with your wives. Why? See, now living there. Maybe that, in other words, Marshall there were some people in my shir were saying that the Machmir, the Bachrim, some of them started, but they lit on their own. Could be he doesn't mean that. If Moshe Levy says, maybe the Machmir not to. Mishtate because they're following the Machmir. Not to say we're going to not follow the din of the Gemara. You know, so the Machmir to say that they all knew. They don't want to mishtate. And then he says the Chidah. I always like this Chidah. The Chidah says that so he says that maybe it's not right to do that. So he says Ashkenazim. Even Ashkenazim. He says, Chem Chodesh Chazitza Umar Chido. Because of Daz Maran, see how the Neres Chanukah ain't a dollar toloi but Kavanos of Plow. And that's what I like. It's nothing to do with Kavan, it's a Metzias. Ika Amitz and Neresh Meso, Afil Yochel, Yichan Vatzeis, Madlok is Ishto. I mean, part of Atim, Madlok is Bnei Meso. Veil Hu Yotze. Chain, Yesh Bezem, Mishum Brach Hashem, Tzvicha, Shikech Chozim, Mavarach Latzim. If he's going to make his own bracha, it's a bracha shein atzricha. רק לאשכנזים נוהגים כל אחד בני ארץ מדליק, חוץ מאיש שכי כושר שגם מחסנו היא שאינו נשוי, אף מי שסומך על שולחנו ומדליק, ובייסו יוכל להדליק מעץ מאחסני ולא גרע מי יוכל בייסו ש... So he says, there was Ashkenazim, everyone's lighting anyway, so it doesn't matter. You light at home, you light someplace else. On the Ishvi Ish, and it's time when they're Echad, Tom and Bessler, who's going to have my advice, Mother Gavarach, Lama Lo Kosov, or Amosha Gav Isha Chayavis, Fiyama Yishlom Shadi Ishta Kugufo, Rav Yerkeen Eina, Madrigo Gavarach, and Lassman. Kein enge khol hat ki im asma fil shein be vay sachad. Der shem zarech is pavera. Der she kein ikel horos da aflash knas, she ishte mit lekl un vezo, she ene be varf be mokhom she be sarech. She she tva yatz ye khavas ba dla fasa. He say he thinks that for ash they should ash against the true suggestion that says that you But normally women don't light. They be yotze with the husbands or husbands with the wives. They don't light. So even if you're, so the Shulman said that, but if you're away, you could light. He's saying no. Wow. So he says that the way they made this halacha is ish k'shol k'gufo. So he writes in conclusion he has. Look at the conclusion on page 22. So he has a conclusion of this topic. Second. Look what he writes. Amura Mikol Talmidi Shiv Svardim, Halani Mikhlimia, the Svardik Bokharim who are in the dorm, page 22, Mishiva, Adam Trichim Lahadim Nerechanik Latsim. Yotzim yidei chavu v'adlof esof seyev v'beis. Afil v'ein v'adikim alei v'beis v'ein tzorech v'adik yidei chanak l'asma yotzim yidei chavu v'adlof esof neres shav v'adikim v'beis v'medru shav yeshiva. He says he thinks that they can be even yotzim with the yeshiva v'adlof esof v'stoma yeshiva v'matnil chol t'mir afil v'shem afil v'yirtsu shalol otzim esof v'adlof esof v'ur or v'adlof esof yeshiva v'ein v'ashoyim v'adik atzim v'bracha. He says Sfarim cannot because Svarim cannot make a bracha because either they're being yotze with their parents or they're yotze with the yeshivas halacha. The Kambiyavda was a big thing. The Rosh Yeshiva, they have the halacha. He was chabit somebody. It was a big thing. The way they would do it with Kambiyavda, people would go back to the dorm and light. And then there would be a public halacha at the yeshiva. I think the public halakha was after. And then they have the Rikud. And then every night of Hanukkah, the Rosh Hashiva would darshan the Nasi of the Yom. Whichever Nasi it was that day, the Sachar's book, whatever, he would give a drasha about the Nasi Hayom. Every night of Hanukkah, he would darshan the Nasi Hayom. Ah! Oh. They would get a rest of Kaniyot, Kader Ocha, it was very good Geshmak. So he says that, so Svardim should never make a bracha because they're either Yotze with their father or they're Yotze with the yeshiva. And Ashkenazim, and even if they don't want to be Yotze, it doesn't matter. Ashkenazim shanogim shakolacha berabais badlik la'atzma bracha azgam b'nei yeshiva shalhem yadigum b'bracha b'chadreyem shem yeshiva. But he says, You don't need kavana. It's a mitzias. If someone lit for you for your house, it's a mitzias. It's a mitzias that. So the kavana doesn't, and I think they say also, Rabbi Reichman spoke about this last night, that about question of kavana, but it's, some might hold that negative kavana doesn't even work. Even if you even have kavana that you don't want to be yotze. So it doesn't even work. It's a matzias. Like I gave one of the other shiurim, the Rav Moshe has a chiddush that if you have to leave a wedding early, you can have kavana shalom and starve. So that always bothered me, because lemaisa you're eating with everyone else, and you're schmoozing. You're together. So what does it mean kavana shalom and starve? In other words, I can't have kavanah this table is not here. It's here. It's a mitzvah. It's reality. So if I'm eating together with you, I'm part of the group. Why do I have a kavanah? It always bothered me. He has rayas, because then if you're in a glorious house, you don't have like a food of masech is by Tisha B'Av. You know, it's not Surah. That could be that you're feeling distant from everyone. It's Erev Tisha B'Av, you know, fine. But if everyone's schmoozing at the chassid together, eating at the same table, they're schmoozing, they're eating the same food. And to say that I just have in mind, shalom and starve, that there are other coolers. The coolers that maybe, like Rav Yonos and Steif, maybe it's only then it's the Tibor has to stay. You just have to make sure there are 10 people to stay for the Shabbat brachas, but not the. You. Okay, Rabosai, good. Okay, so we finished this packet today. And I wish everyone a Freilich and Lichtich and Chanukah by the menorah. Tomorrow we'll have a regular shiur on Avodah Zarah. To be established to start a new packet, even. And Tuesday, Bez Hashem, is our Masiba, 12 o'clock here in the Beis Medrash. So, and Rabbi Yaakov Taubes, I'm going to speak, and a guest speaker, Rabbi Yaakov Taubes, will speak as Hashem as well. So, we're looking forward to seeing everybody. And okay, I hope, well, you should light the menorah today. Ashkenazim, you can light your own menorah probably. So, just be safe wherever you light safe, and be good. Okay, Koltov, have a good day.
Have a good day.
Lichta kachanaka.
We have the Marshal. Do you mind that trend?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, just the first section, because that's right. See?
Hey, hey.
And yeah.
He says, yeah, did you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I look for it.
Yeah. Hey.
So.